And I think no matter where people are at, if you're, when you're listening today, when you know what you want, you know why you want it, and you're clear about your position, you will be able to do hard things. And that's some of the things that made a big difference for me.
Cue music. Places, everybody, places. We're starting in 3, 2.
Welcome to the Autoimmune Hour, where we look at the rise of autoimmune disorders. I've brought together top experts that range from doctors, specialists, nutritionists, researchers, and even those recovering from autoimmune to bring you the latest, most up-to-date information about autoimmunity and how to live your life uninterrupted.
Thank you for joining us here on the Autoimmune Hour with Sharon Saylor. Always seek sound legal, medical, and or professional advice regarding any problems, conditions, and any of the recommendations you see, hear, or read here on the Autoimmune Hour, Understanding Autoimmune and Life Interrupted Radio. And we don't want you to worry about taking too many notes, so you can join the Autoimmune Hour's Courage Club, and we'll send you the transcripts and show notes from every episode. Sign up now at understandingautoimmune.com. Now, back to your host, Sharon Saylor.
Welcome, everyone, to the Autoimmune Hour. I'm Sharon Saylor from SharonSaylor.com, and tonight we have another brand new episode. And this is a person I met, a couple of years ago, and talk about a master networker. She reached out to me on a totally different topic and subject, but also then we found out that we have podcasts, and we started on that. And you know how great it is when you just feel this what do they call that, simpatico or something with people? Well, that's my guest tonight. And one of the things we're going to talk about tonight is something different. And it's good for not just people with autoimmune, in my mind. It's good for everybody. We're going to talk about our own empowerment. And as I was talking to our guest, her name is Connie Benjamin. She's a number one best-selling author. Her book has just gotten international acclaim. It's called Women with Fire. And she's also a speaker and a podcast host, as I mentioned. And she talks to people, mostly women, but she talks to everyone about realizing their purpose and their passion without losing themselves or their family life and, you know, how to make it work. But I was talking to Connie the other day about, you know, empowerment on so many levels when you're not feeling well. And right now, a lot of people are coming to me and saying things, oh, Sharon, you know, I don't like wearing a mask. Oh, Sharon, I don't like being afraid of germs. I don't like that. And I keep saying, and these are people without autoimmune, I keep saying, welcome to my world. You know, the world I've had for the last 7 or so years here. And how you navigate that and empower yourself. So why not have an empowerment expert on? So welcome, Connie. Thanks for agreeing to be on the show.
Thank you so much, Sharon. I am so excited to be here.
I'm so excited to have you here. And let's just take a couple of minutes. What got you into being this expert on helping people find purpose and passion and empowering themselves to take action?
Oh my goodness. Well, it's Sharon. It starts with a crazy story. So actually it's also connected to autoimmune as well. I do have a condition as well. So I'll share with you how that fits into everything. So it started out when I was working and I loved what I did. I loved helping people, but my heart just longed to be home with my little girl. Like that is where I wanted to be. And I literally remember getting in the car, crying all the way to work, pretending I wasn't crying and getting into the door, you know, trying to pull myself together. And on top of that, we were actually living in an area of town that was unsafe for our family. I did the research. I knew it was unsafe. And so I knew we had to move, but I didn't have enough money and we did not have those funds to move. And I remember at that point feeling really trapped. So I needed to change my financial situation. I needed to start a business. But Sharon, I knew nothing about business. And so I was so scared about how to do it. I began to learn. And finally, I learned enough to get some results. And I got enough money to move. And I felt like I did it. I won. In fact, I remember moving to our new home and my little girl skipping into the backyard. There were trees in the backyard and she was playing in the back. And I just remember feeling like I did it. I won. Mission successful. But I didn't realize in that moment that I was actually about to lose everything that mattered most to me. You see, because I was so busy working, I was so busy hustling, I was disconnected from my husband, I was overwhelmed as a mom, I was driven and I was doing whatever it takes and whatever it took caused my health to totally decline. I developed a massive health condition that was turned out to be an autoimmune condition, left me feeling tired all the time, stressed out, very, very down a lot. So dealing with all of that. And I remember everything came to a head one day when I was in my office. Obviously, I wasn't thinking clearly. My brain was all fogged. I was dealing with feeling down. I was just a mess. And I was late for an interview. I had a million things on my to-do list. My daughter was throwing a temper tantrum outside my office door. And in a moment of complete overwhelm and not thinking clearly, I picked up a glass and I threw it at the wall. And I remember, I can still see it to like just as if it happened yesterday. I can just see it looking down around me and seeing pieces of shattered glass all around me. And it was that moment that I realized that's how I felt. I felt broken and unwhole and shattered. And so that is the day that I said, Connie Benjamin, you will do what it takes to live your mission, yes, but to do it without losing your family or your sanity. And so that sent me on a quest to find out, how do I learn the principles to do what I wanted to do in business and not lose what mattered most? And luckily, I learned something called FIRE principles. And when I learned that, I was able to do some things to turn my health around so that I have more energy and could heal some of the things going on in my body, fall in love with my husband again, replace my 9-to-5 income, and step into my purpose. So for the last decade, that's what I've been doing, is support women entrepreneurs with how to share their message with the world without losing their family or themselves.
Oh my gosh. I didn't know that about you, Connie. I didn't know that you'd had a health crisis. Wow. Okay. Well, I wanted to talk though about empowerment and keeping our sanity. And for me, it's keeping our sanity around medical conditions. So this is awesome, because oftentimes, as we start to feel poorly, we may be most likely not diagnosed yet, you'll hear things like it's all in your head and, you know, you're faking it or you're just trying to get out of it, vacuuming, whatever. And I'm like, it's a good way to lose your sanity. It really is. And it's so frustrating. So what are a couple of the things that you did when you realized, okay, Connie, You gotta change direction here. What are the first couple of things that you did when you started that new course?
Oh my goodness. Well, one thing, I love that you talk about that we can, it can feel crazy making. And honestly, that's what started. I felt like I was going crazy. I literally went to someone and I later found out, just a little bit before I dive into what some things that have helped were helpful for me, just to give you a bit of background. I was having so many symptoms that I was diagnosed at one point with, not diagnosed, but they were looking into depression and seeing what's going on for me. And little did they know that it was a physical condition that was causing all of my symptomology, but I literally felt like I was going crazy. And so some of the things that helped a lot for me to turn things around and begin to take care of myself without the guilt was, like I said, FIRE principles. Now, there's one FIRE principle that was really, really helpful for me, Sharon. And it's part of a system, what I call the four keys to juggling work and health. And some of those keys are things like having my priorities in order, doing things to take care of my energy, living my purpose, stepping into that purpose, and also having the FIRE goals in a way that where I could achieve the goals that I want in a way that honored what I was going through. So just to start out with that very first part, FIRE priorities, what that looked like for me was I was living my priorities in a way that I think most women tend to. And it's what I call default priorities, where we put everybody else first, especially when we're very driven. You can nod. Yes, I can relate to that.
Absolutely. I put my hand up and think of the majority of my female friends put their hand up to that one.
Me too. And so what I call is default priorities. And so often when we look at the areas of our life in terms of priorities, usually when something's out of sync, we feel like we've got a time management problem. We've got a my health problem. We've got a my husband just won't dang listen problem. My children won't listen problem. We think we've got all of these problems, when in reality, what's really going on is we've got a priorities issue. And when we can just pivot that and step into that and have our priorities in order in what I call fire priorities, man, everything changes. And here's why. Usually default priorities, how we tend to prioritize as women is, of course, when we look at, you know, putting our kids, usually our kids go first if we've got kids, then usually our business or everyone else, our extended family, friends, usually they go next. Then, now this is not always the case, but often then our partner comes next, then ourselves, and quite often a relationship with the divine, if we have one, goes last. And if you think about that dynamic, that's what I was doing. After talking to many women, that's what many women are telling me their experience as well. If you think about the dynamic of that, when I was doing that, I felt burnt out, stressed out, overwhelmed, resentful, and bitter. Like this was, you know, that just sums it up in a nutshell. And so when I learned about fire priorities, that allowed me and finally gave me the space to step into that empowerment, to be able to empower my life, empower my relationships, and empower my mission, because I have a mission to share. So the first, if it's all right, can I just dive right into these fire priorities?
Yeah, absolutely. Because I think it's critically important for, even with a diagnosis, there are, my priorities changed with the diagnosis, but what was fascinating to me was my mission became clearer. And I, if you had asked me like 8 years or a decade ago that I would be doing an award-winning podcast on health and wellness and autoimmunity, I would have looked at you crosswise. I mean, I wouldn't have really even known what you were talking about. So it's important to understand the main principles, because sometimes I think people think, okay, your purpose or your mission is one thing, and that's always going to be that way. And let's talk about the priorities and principles around that, because I want people to understand that it's not just you set the path and that's a clear trajectory.
I love that story. And oh my goodness, that is the perfect example of what happens when we step towards our purpose. I love that you talk about that, you know, if you asked yourself earlier, yeah, are you going to be doing this? You think, no.
Why would I?
Yes, exactly. And how those steps unfold. Absolutely. And I'd love to talk more about that too. So in the meantime though, let's dive into those fire priorities like you talked about. So the first thing that we need to understand is these are the priorities that help us to be who we need to be to take care of ourselves. So whether you're somebody that's dealing with an autoimmune condition, you know, and I imagine most people who are listening are, or you know somebody that has an autoimmune condition or a health condition that's really difficult, these are some things that are going to help you to strengthen yourself, to take care of yourself without the guilt, and to strengthen those relationships that can support you as well, because we need all of that, right? We can't do this alone. So the FIRE priorities is an acronym. I love acronyms because they help me remember. The F in FIRE priorities stands for first creator. And what that means is basically every single day, I prefer in the morning, do one thing at least to connect with the creator. For everybody, that's different. And for everyone's spirituality, that's different. Whether that's God or Allah or, you know, the universe, whatever that is for you, that divine bigger knowing, connect with that. Whether that's a gratitude journal, whether that's prayer, meditation, something to connect with that divine. The second part in FIRE priorities, the I stands for inspired self-care. And Sharon, when I'm talking about inspired self-care, I use that wording very intentionally. I'm not talking about the kind of self-care we see in the movies where people have those cucumber things on their eyes. I really don't know anybody that does that. So, and I don't do that. But I don't know, maybe it's a thing. But I'm really talking about that self-care that uplifts your soul, helps you to feel inspired, helps you to remember who you are, whether that's journaling, going for a walk, you know, meditating, yoga, whatever that is, something that just helps you to fill your soul. The R in FIRE goals stands for relationship with your partner. So if you're in a relationship, do that one thing to connect with your partner, and it doesn't need to take long. I promise you that. And then the E in FIRE priorities stands for engage kids. Again, I use that wording intentionally. I'm talking about those pure moments with our kids. Sometimes I think in society, we feel like we have to have these big, huge stretches of time. And often when I share this principle, sometimes people look at me like, Connie Benjamin, you are crazy town. And I felt like that too when I first heard that. But it's because I believe we've been told a lie of what really hitting those targets means. I'll give you an example. I think with our kids, sometimes we believe that we need to have like magic and rainbows and unicorns and 5-hour blocks to connect with our kids, when in actuality, they're just looking for a moment. And that's true with all of these fire priorities. You don't need to have massive stretches of time. Sometimes it's a 5-minute meditation and a kiss with your partner at the door and a hug for your kids. That's in alignment. It's just about taking that next step and being in priority. And it literally makes all the difference.
Oh, it does. And on those two with the partner and the kids, it reminded me of Dr. Gottman's work, John Gottman's work on, he talks about this idea of bids and that people send out little cues throughout the day, throughout the relationship, of their needs, of their wants and their desires. And the most successful ones are where the other people pick up on, oh, that's a bid. They want a little kiss as they're going out the door. Or my kids looking for a little nod of approval or a pat on the head or 5 minutes of time or 10 minutes of time. I think that's critically important to not only reflect on partners and kids' bids, but body bids of myself, because I'm going to circle back around here on this idea of too often this is the science of Sharon community. This is the science of Sharon. You know that. I think that we don't even catch the bids that we're giving, our bodies are giving to us. And so I'm hearing here this idea, Connie, of be more aware of your surroundings and what's going on. Instead of busy, pay attention instead of being busy.
Yes, that is such a great point. I love that. And it's so true. Being more aware of those bids for ourselves. And that is so powerful. If it's all right, I'd love to tell you a quick story of how this worked in my own life.
Go for it. Kind of funny.
Okay. So I knew that I needed to exercise. Exercise, of course, is something that helps me to, you know, feel happier and all these things. And I remember waking up one day and I was about to go for a run. Now, at the time I lived in Canada, and Canada at the time was winter. And Sharon, I don't know if you've been in Canada in the wintertime, but it is so cold. It literally was so cold that I had to wear a scarf around my nose and mouth so that when I'm breathing, I wouldn't freeze. My eyelashes literally froze. That's how cold it was. But I was about to go for a run. And I remember my husband was sitting on the couch and we had a problem to deal with. I didn't know that at the time. And so I went to reach for the doorknob and my husband, Andy, looked up at me and said, Connie, we need to talk. We've got a problem. And he looked at my face, Sharon, and I'm sure all he saw was like, oh man, we better not be talking about no problems right now. And he said, nope, never mind, honey. You go for your run. We'll talk about it when you get back. Smart man. So I opened up the door. I went for a run and I just like, it's very difficult to stay angry and frustrated when you're running or doing some type of exercise. Right. And so by the time they came back, I was more calm. I was taking care of myself. I had listened to that bid within my body saying, oh, Connie, you need to take care of yourself. And then we could have that conversation. And so I love that you talk about that idea of bids, because I think in those moments we need to understand that when we listen to those guidances, those inner inspirations, it helps us to be who we need to be in our business more and in our relationships more and take care of our health in the way that we need to.
Yeah, absolutely. And kudos to your husband for recognizing that was a bid and backing off. Kudos. But also to have, as our individuals, to be aware of not only others' bids, like Andy picked up on yours, but be aware of our own body talking to us too often. And I think especially right now during this pandemic, I've talked to a lot of people said, well, you know, I've quit doing the care that I was doing. I'm too afraid to do it, whatever it is. The bids, the body is still doing its thing. So I encourage people to, as I said, to be more aware of their surroundings and things. And I think that leads us into this idea of once we're more aware of what's going on around us, obviously, for me anyway, maybe it's obvious to me, maybe not everybody, but for me, it was obvious. My purpose and mission just began to unfold like a trail before me. It didn't, I honestly did not see the full horizon of it at the time, but it did seem to just sort of unfold as I took each step.
Absolutely. I love that you talk about that. And that is exactly what happens. I'm very passionate about purpose because I believe that purpose underlies everything that we do, who we are, our relationships, our business, all of it. And just as you said, when we listen more to ourselves and to the divine knowing, whether that's inspiration or whatever that is for people, when we listen to that, we are given a path step by step by step. And we don't know how it's going to work out. And sometimes it seems like we're taking a leap of faith and there's no stepping stone there, but there always is. And our path, our purpose and our path becomes more and more clear the more we step towards it and the more that we take care of ourselves in body, mind, and spirit.
Right. And you had talked about journaling too. I think also making note of it. I don't know about you, but a lot of times when things are, especially when they're going great, I get busy again. So, I mean, to me, sometimes I have to, you know, it's not like I learn it and it's forever that way. I have to constantly remind myself. But I like to write some of these things down because then when I begin to feel like, oh, I'm straying from something's not quite right, you know, I'm beginning to feel like I'm straying, I can go back and look at those journals because you've talked a couple of times about journaling. I can go back and look at those journals and remind myself, what was I doing when it was going the way I wanted it to be going? And I'm like, oh, I'm not doing that anymore. Okay, start doing that again.
That is such a good point. Yeah, journaling is so powerful to have that remembrance of what's working and to see that growth as well. I think sometimes as women especially, but anyone generally, sometimes we can be so hard on ourselves and think, I'm not exactly where I want to be, whether it's with our health or our business or relationships, but recognizing that the whole point of all of this is growth. And if we can honor our growth and keep stepping forward, and journaling helps us to do that, then we've won.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. We need to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to talk to Connie some more about empowering ourselves and increasing our prosperity and getting our relationships the way we want them, including our relationship with ourselves. So we'll be right back.
Life Interrupted Radio will return after these messages from our sponsors. It's great sponsors like these that keep this show coming to you every week. Be sure and stop by lifeinterruptedradio.com to learn more.
Your conscious lifestyle on steroids. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Hello, I'm Lisa Berry. Join me every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Light on Living. A chance to see new, hear different, and feel more as I shine the spotlight on all the ways to lighten the load of life's challenges. Light on Living is your link to that new way you're looking for. That new understanding that will enhance your life and that positive connection that will support your growth. So join me and you'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you.
OM Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. OM Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Listen and imagine. It takes 5 seconds to send a text, and for those 5 seconds, you're driving blind.
Life is worth more than a text.
Stay alive. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Sharon, and of course you know me from here on the Autoimmune Hour. Maybe you don't know I'm also an author. My latest book is for kids. It's Pinky Chenille and the Rainbow Hunters, a winner of a 5-star reader's favorite review. It's perfect for your early reader and a great bedtime story for your young adventurers. Check it out over at pinkychenille.com. That's PinkyChenille.com. See you there.
Hi.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Autoimmune Hour. I'm Sharon Saylor from SharonSaylor.com. And tonight we're here with the award-winning, best-selling author, Connie Benjamin. She's an international speaker and a podcast host. And she has the amazing book called The Fire Within, and it's The Fire Within System. And she's been talking about how we prioritize and how we find our mission and purpose. And you might be going, well, Sharon, what's that have to do with autoimmune? And to me, everything, because how we organize our life is how we organize everything, including our health. And I know that sounds weird, but I don't know who said the quote, apologize, guys. Maybe somebody, one of my wonderful listeners can send in who said it. But it's this idea of how we do one thing is how we do everything. And if your health isn't working, I can guarantee you there's other areas of your life that aren't working. So it just works that way. So Connie, I've appreciated that we've gone a multitude of places here about just talking about this idea of purpose, mission, getting our relationships together and in order. I want to talk about empowerment ourselves and the ability to speak up. You're an amazing networker. I mean, you reached out to me and just overwhelmed with love is how I call my dear Connie friend. When she reached out, it was amazing. And also it was overwhelmed with love. That was her approach. And it really works. I'm telling you, it really works. But that was when I first met her. I'm like, oh my gosh, it was so passionate. She's so passionate about what she does. But I want to talk about this idea of empowering ourselves, because I could tell you had empowered yourself when we first met. Because all too often I hear people who back down to doctors, to other health authorities, to even partners, and put their health at the very bottom. Even they'll even say, you had mentioned that spirituality tends to be at the bottom. All too often with autoimmune patients, I find just their health is the bottom. They say, but I am meditating, Sharon. Are you doing anything restorative? Not just going through the steps. But I'm circling back to my question about, let's talk about how people can empower themselves to really feel like they have, let's be just blunt here, the right to speak up and say, I need to take time for myself, or no to a doctor, or I can't do that right now to a partner.
I love that. Thank you for bringing that up. I think that is so important. And with empowering ourselves, there's a few components that I believe are in there. One is, you'll notice anything that I talk about, I always talk about fire. I talk about the fire within. My book, Women with Fire, my message is My Fire Within. There's a reason for that. And the reason is I believe that each and every one of us has a purpose that's divine and bigger than what we can possibly imagine. And what happens is we often face these things that I call extinguishers of fire. They just take out our fire, and they prevent us from stepping into that empowerment and standing up for ourselves. We need to be aware of that and understand that, one, when we can begin to understand that we do have something great to do in this life, each of us has a mission and a purpose, something incredible to do. We can begin to step on that path of knowing that it's okay to stand up for ourselves, to step into that empowerment. The second piece is when we can understand that when we are on a path, we will always face things like I call the extinguishers of fire, things like self-doubt, procrastination, fear of what other people think of us. And in fact, when I look at the extinguishers of fire, there's three that really stand out for me. Oftentimes, we feel discouraged, we feel deceived, like, oh, the doctor knows everything, I guess I don't know anything. We feel deceived. Or we feel distracted. Life is too crazy for me to deal with my health condition right now. My life is too crazy for me to stand up for myself right now. And those things, we need to understand that those things can get in our way of doing what we need to do to fight for the life that we not only need, but deserve and have a responsibility for. I believe that this life is not meant to be perfect. It is meant to be kind of messy. And that's to support us with our growth. But when we can understand that those being deceived, being discouraged, being distractions is going to come up, then when we step into those moments of needing to stand up for ourselves, we can push past them. I'll give you an example. There was a moment, I've fallen to all of these. Like, you're listening to this today, don't be thinking that I have not fallen to all of these. The reason I can talk about anything that I talk about is because I learned it all the hard way. And so there was a time where I remember being in the doctor's office, and I remember having all the crazy symptoms that I was dealing with. You know, I had an autoimmune condition going on, didn't know. I felt like I was going crazy, and telling her all of the symptoms. Now, she had, at the time, at this point in my journey, I had been prescribed a medication, which I'm grateful for. And that medication helped me to reduce the symptoms that I was dealing with. But it wasn't solving the entire issue. And I was having side effect of infertility because of one of the medications I was on. Now, obviously, when I went on that medication, I didn't know that was a side effect. But here I was in my doctor's office saying, it's come to my attention that I'm taking a medication that's causing infertility, and I'm desperately trying to have another child. At that time, I had one child. Now I have three. But at that time, I really desperately wanted to have another child. And I remember my doctor saying, no, it doesn't. It was very uncomfortable to sit in that office knowing that I had done the research. I'm a research girl, man. I'd done the research. I knew that it did. And I said, here's the website. Yes, it does. Can you please look into it? Luckily, she looked it up, came back to me and said, okay, I guess it does. I guess it does. It can have that side effect. And I said, I've done the research. I know I want a more natural alternative. I know I want this particular alternative. And Sharon, I'll never forget, she looked up at me and said, I don't know much about that medication. I don't know much about that alternative. So I'm not going to do it.
I hear that all too often, as well as I've gone through that myself. It's so frustrating. I lost some eyesight, lost some of my hearing, lost some of my short-term memory. Thankfully, the short-term memory came back. And I was losing my hair in patches when I looked it up and I said to the doctor, and they said the exact same thing. No, it doesn't cause any of that. I'm like, you think I'm pulling my hair out and faking hearing loss and memory loss for the fun of it? And it does sometimes take those moments where you've got to take a stand. I mean, you're pushed to the back. You wanted to expand your family. Beautiful kids, by the way. If you wanted to expand your family. And for me, I'm having all these symptoms, and they said that those are side effects. I don't see the difference. At some point in time, you're like, I don't want it happening, regardless of what you name it. But I hear that all too often. So you were able to take that stand and say, no, listen to me. Do you have any tips? I mean, I had to swallow hard, even with all my training, when I pushed back on this doctor who was the head of the department, by the way. So we're talking ego.
And, yes.
You know, what are a couple of your tips? I mean, when I got done, I gave myself a fist pump, a yes, as I walked out of the office. What are a couple of tips you had to get your gusto up and your courage up?
Oh, that is such a good question. And yes, I did have to do that. And just so you know, when I sat in that doctor's office, my doctor told me, no, I'm not going to prescribe that. I don't know enough about that. For me, this was the end of the road. Like, I was not leaving that doctor's office until I had a solution. And I literally said to her, and I have not always been outspoken, Sharon, so this was not easy for me. But I said to her, I can respect that. And I know you'll do the research, and I'll sit here and wait until you can find a way to provide me what I need. And I wouldn't leave. I literally, I even just saying it, I get like fear goosebumps. I wouldn't leave. I sat in her office and I said, I'd be happy to leave when you can help me. And I just sat there. So I don't know that that's the case I would always take, but that's where I was at, and that's what I needed to do.
But I want people to reflect on those moments in their life where there was, in their mind, like my case, there was no other alternative than solving the short-term memory loss. The others I wasn't happy about, but the short-term memory loss was not going to work. It just, we had to solve that. And in your case, we had to solve the infertility problem. And I always encourage people to say, even if you think back to your childhood, you've got those moments in your life where you finally said no and took that stand. And so obviously you can do it. You know, when people, oh, I don't know how to do that. Well, let's reflect back on those moments in your life where you did take a stand and you survived. You're here now. So obviously we can take those stands. I want to encourage people that, especially about our health, it's critically important that we are a partner in our recovery.
Yes, I love that. And that is such a good point too. That I think that's part of it, is being aware that we've done this before. We've done this before. This is not, we have the ability to stand up for ourselves. In that moment, in that doctor's office, to go back to answering your question, one thing that I did is before I entered that office, I did my research. I was going to into, I knew there was a power difference in that relationship. I knew that for myself, I felt insecure. Does my doctor know more than I did? At a time in my life, she did. But I did as much research as I could, not to drive myself bananas, because I've gone too far with research at times, but, you know, do enough research so that when I walked into that office, I knew what was going on enough that I could say, let's work together on this, because this, I've done the research. I know this is a symptom. I've done the research. I know there's options. If I hadn't done the research, I wouldn't be able to take that position. The other thing that I did was recognize that I knew my doctor, I needed my doctor to help me. So although I was in a position of, I started feeling that, you know, that blood boiling, like, oh my goodness, I can't believe I'm going to say that kind of feeling, my lump in my chest there. But I knew that I couldn't get angry with my doctor and come from a place of anger, because I needed her to help me. She had something that I could not get by myself. And so although I was feeling, you know, intimidated and angry and my blood was boiling a little bit, I had to just share it in a way that she could hear. So from a strong position, but not in a way that was angry that she couldn't hear. And I think honestly, and here's the last piece. This is the last piece. And isn't it interesting that everything always, I believe that everything comes back to purpose. I knew my purpose walking into that meeting. I knew that I wanted babies. I wanted a family. This was important to me. I'd spent years trying to figure it out. I thought something was wrong with me. I wanted babies. And so I was in that office, man, you don't mess with a mama bear. I had that front and center. I knew what my purpose was. I knew what my mission was. And I think no matter where people are at, when you're listening today, when you know what you want, you know why you want it, and you're clear about your position, you will be able to do hard things. And that's some of the things that made a big difference for me.
And I think that's important, because knowing what you want and sometimes being told what you want, I find people get those confused. Sometimes coaching clients will come to me and I'll be chatting and I'm like, and is that your voice? Because you can just hear the little bit, they'll start to tell you a story and you're like, that just doesn't align as if that was the person who I've come to know. Or they'll say, my friend told me. Do you want to live your friend's life or are you living yours? You know, I mean, so it's important to really take a stand, as you said, but and be clear that this is your passion and your purpose and your mission, not somebody else's. Because especially as we're younger, as now I'm entering some of the, I'll say, I love my friend Michael Gerion, who always has this beautiful line from his book, The Wonder of Aging. It's when you realize the road ahead of you is shorter than the road behind you. And I'm right there. And I just think back to all the times that I knew and I didn't take a stand. And now I've become sort of a crazy person about telling other people take a stand earlier. And as you said, it's okay to take a stand when you do it with grace and courage. That's different than anger. Grace and courage are totally different than anger. Funny that when you do it with grace and courage, people pay much more attention than they do when you do it from anger. So I applaud you for that. That is so exciting. And one of the things about you in your book, you really talk about supporting women with lighting their fire within. And so let's talk about, we've talked a little bit about supporting ourselves, but as your mission, your purpose begins to expand, what are some of your suggestions for encouraging others? Because I find that was part of my healing process, was not only doing the research on my autoimmune, but then sharing what I was learning. And now it's morphing out into definitely more of a support role. It's fascinating to me. But I find it keeps me going, keeps me energized, and I believe it's part of optimizing my health.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's such a good description of it, Sharon, because that's what happens when we are on purpose, when we're on track with that, we get lit up. That's why I call it like light. You know, when we get that fire within, man, we get lit up. Our relationships get up. It's almost like a rock. If you throw a rock in a pond, there's that ripple effect, you know, where now we light up our communities, then we light up the world. And that's what's happened with you. You got lit up. You faced a challenge. You faced a massive trial and you stepped into that powerfully. And then you got lit up. And then all of a sudden, you're sharing your story, and then other people around you are getting lit up. And then pretty soon people are saying, we want more of this story. And you're doing a podcast that's world renowned and all those people are getting lit up. I really believe it's a ripple effect. And it's like the most amazing fire you could possibly share. It just spreads. And the cool thing about it, and this, oh, I get excited talking about this. The cool thing about it is that it doesn't light the person up around you to do your thing. It lights the person up around you to do their thing, to step into their purpose. And so it's just so cool. So your question, just to go back before I got super excited about this, is to talk about how do we share our message? How do we step into that? And I am so passionate about this because I do believe that we all have a message to share. And I've noticed I'm a systems girl. I love systems. And so in my podcast, I get to interview lots of women. I can't wait to interview you, Sharon. And I love stories because in stories, there's systems. We can understand where people are coming from. Stories change lives. Stories are so powerful. We need to understand that because every single person, you listening today, yeah, you. The person listening that says, is she talking to me? Yes, I'm talking to you. You listening today, you have a message to share and it's your story. It's your story. Just like Sharon did with her story. Sharon, you had a story to share. You shared your story. It lit up other people's stories. They could relate to you and then it lit them up. The same is true when we're sharing our message. When we can understand what lights us up, what makes us feel alive, what we get excited about, what we would want to do, whether people paid us for it or not. That's the thing. That's your thing. And actually, I have a discovery session, a purpose discovery session that's totally free that helps you to guide you through finding that purpose. But one of the things that we do is when we understand that purpose and we step into it, we need to know that then we share our story. We begin to share our story. And through story, people can relate to us. Then the next thing that we need to do is make connections. Now I get so excited about connections because when earlier you had talked about that I reached out and connected with you in love. And that is true. When we can reach out and make connections out of love, out of true respect for other people, it starts to build our influence. It starts to build our ability to share our message. Now, in the work that I do, I love walking people through, like, how do you share your message, whether it's a book or a podcast, or what does that look like? But really, right here, right now, where somebody can start right now is begin to be aware of what lights you up. Begin to share your story around that. And then begin to make connections, because those connections, just like that path that you talked about, Sharon, I promise you, if you write down every single connection that led to that path unfolding before you, it's a series of relationships. So when we're clear about our purpose, we step into telling our story and sharing our story, and we intentionally build those relationships, man, our purpose gets laid out in front of us. It's like magic.
Oh my gosh. So everybody contemplate on that magic. I blew past that last commercial break. We need to take one final one before the producers get upset. So we'll be right back.
Your conscious lifestyle on steroids. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Change and growth are part of natural life and also part of your spiritual life. Everyone needs support and guidance, especially during life passages. Upgrade yourself with the Om Times Experts program. With Om Times Experts, you have access to the best intuitive coaches, spiritual teachers, counselors, astrologists, and oracles. Our team was carefully selected so you can trust. Find out more at experts.omtimes.com.
Grab a cup of tea or a glass of wine and tune in for Inspired Conversations with publisher Linda Joy on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Linda creates sacred space for leading female luminaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. A soulful venue where guests openly share the fears and obstacles they've overcome, wisdom and lessons learned, and the personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired Conversations to empower you on your path to authentic, soulful living.
Research shows we apologize up to 10 times a day, and most of the time, we say sorry as a response to someone else's mistake. What if we thanked people instead of all that unnecessary apologizing? So instead of saying, "Sorry, I'm rambling," you say, "Thank you for listening." Join us at projectforgive.com, a free non-religious resource on global forgiveness.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Autoimmune Hour. I'm Sharon Saylor from SharonSaylor.com, and tonight we're here with Connie Benjamin. She's an international best-selling author of the book Women with Fire, and she's an international speaker and a podcast host and an amazing mom, as well as so many other things. And we've been talking about passion, purpose, mission, and showing up with authenticity. And what's all that have to do with autoimmune? As you've been hearing, it has everything to do with autoimmune, because too often, it is very easy to fall into what I call victimhood when you're given a diagnosis that is not a great diagnosis. And usually an autoimmune diagnosis, you'll hear stats that have you ending up just as a pile of heap on the floor, and that's you're going to be your life. And it's really easy to get sucked into that kind of worst case scenario, shall I say. And what I think is really critically important is even defining passion and purpose regardless of your diagnosis. There's some people say, "Oh, Sharon, Pollyannish, silver lining kind of thing, kind of person." And I'm like, yes, I am, is finding the gifts within. Now, we have about 9 minutes left, Connie, and I want you to share. I know when you were writing the book, you were going through, that's what's a writing is a process where it's very cathartic. And I remember that time. But let's just talk a little bit about, okay, we've got our purpose, we've got our passion and everything. How do you keep the motivation going? I remember a few times when you're going through the process of writing a book, and there were moments where it was like, oh, can I really do this? How do you keep the process going?
Oh my goodness, that is an amazing question. Well, I can relate to that one a lot, because just to give you some background, Sharon, when I was writing my book, I literally had a baby and a toddler and a preteen at home. And my life was so crazy. I sometimes was writing my book in my closet with my laptop on top of my laundry basket, which it was unfolded. Of course it was. And that was my season of life. I did not have these big stretches of time to be as I imagined as an author would be, you know, sitting on this deck in front of this lake with a hot cocoa or, you know, a healthy version of that, whatever that is, sitting beside me. I did not have that. That was not my life. I was in the midst of Laundry Mountain. My life was a little bit bananas, and this is where I was at. So my question with the book, and really what I wanted to find out, what the book is all about, is how do we step towards our mission? How do we step towards our message when we don't feel like we're enough? We don't feel like anyone's going to read the book anyway. We feel like our life doesn't have enough time to do it, and we feel not motivated to getting it done, because I experienced all of those things. And so one of the things that really helped me in writing the book is something called FIRE goals. Now, I want to share with your listeners as much as I can in this conversation. When implemented correctly, this is going to help you achieve any goal to take steps towards your purpose. So basically, FIRE goals is an acronym. And this is how I wrote my book, starting with 15 minutes a day when my life was super crazy. And so one part of it is the F stands for focused goal. So basically having an idea of what is my long-term vision? What am I going for? And what's the small daily step I can take to get there? So for me, I knew I wanted to write a book. My small daily step was I can write my book for 15 minutes a day. That's all I had, Sharon. I did not have an hour. I had 15 minutes. And so that was my focus goal. Now the I, oh, this is so important. This is the thing that is missing, I believe, in all goal setting. And so I'm so passionate to talk about this. This is the thing that's going to light a fire within and light a fire under our butts to get it done. The I stands for incentive. When I do that daily task, I get something. If I don't do it, I lose something. And I have used every kind of incentive you can think about. I've used, as I can have a shower as soon as I write in my book for 15 minutes. I can check my phone or check social media as soon as I write in my book for 15 minutes. I can have the good smoothie that I like to drink instead of the 90% kale smoothie I don't like to drink as soon as I write in my book for 15 minutes. I've used all sorts of incentives. Now the R stands for responsibility, recognizing that we have a responsibility to ourselves, to our future self, to the people we're going to help, to our creator. We've got a responsibility. And so however we need to be responsible with that, whether we journal if we do it or tell a friend, whatever that is, do something that works. And the E stands for exact time. Pick a time to work on that. Whether it's, I want to write a book, or I want to start a podcast, or I want to build more relationships, start an exact time. So an example of when I was writing my book, I said, I'm going to write in my book for 15 minutes a day at 6 a.m. If I do it, I get to wear my comfortable pajamas. If I don't, I get to wear my scratchy pajamas that nobody wants to wear. That's just an example, but it is used. I've used that with my health in setting goals with my health. I've used that for painting my house. I've used that for launching my podcast. I've used it for launching my book, for connecting with my kids. It literally works across the board.
Oh, that's fantastic. And we're just down to the last 4 minutes. I want people to know about your conversation, your purpose conversation, discovery session, I think you called it, as well as where they can find your book and find out more about you.
That sounds amazing. Thank you for that. So you can actually get the entire purpose discovery session. Like I said, it's free. And I just walk you through a couple questions to help you get really clear on your purpose. You just go to www.myfirewithin.com/purpose. Again, that's www.myfirewithin.com/purpose. You can access my book, Women with Fire, on my website, www.myfirewithin, super simple. And just reach out to me. I love hearing people's stories. I would love to hear your experience with taking the Purpose Discovery session.
Oh, true. And you can find her also on all the social medias as well. Connie's very active on social media as well, which is awesome. Everyone, that's Connie Benjamin. She's an international best-selling author of the book Women with Fire. And her website is myfirewithin.com. So be sure and check it out there and reach out to her, because she's really clear on helping you get clear on your mission, passion, and purpose. And I think that's critically important. I love that fire goal about focus. Once you have that right focus, you become unstoppable. And that's the whole thing about reclaiming your health and reclaiming your life, especially after a diagnosis. And also here after a pandemic as well, I guess we'll say, as we move through this process of that too. So Connie, thank you so much for being on the show. Deeply appreciate you doing this interview. And you, my friend, thank you for a few years ago reaching out. It was awesome. Great to know you. So everyone, do what Connie did. Reach out to everybody and find new friends out there in the world as well. Have a great week, whatever your adventures. Join me next week for another brand new episode. Reach out at understandingautoimmune.com, and it's also on all the social medias. It's just at understandingautoimmune. Join me there in social media as well. Enjoy.
The information provided on the Autoimmune Hour, Understanding Autoimmune, and Life Interrupted Radio, including the websites understandingautoimmune.com and lifeinterruptedradio.com, plus social media, is for educational purposes only. What you read, hear, and see on the Autoimmune Hour, Understanding Autoimmune, and Life Interrupted Radio, and its websites and other media outlets, is based on experience only. The information should never be used for any legal, diagnostic, or treatment purposes. Always seek sound legal, medical, and or professional advice regarding any problems, conditions, and any of the recommendations you see, hear, or read here on the Autoimmune Hour, Understanding Autoimmune, and Life Interrupted Radio.
Research shows we apologize up to 10 times a day, and most of the time, we say sorry as a response to someone else's mistake. What if we thanked people instead of all that unnecessary apologizing? So instead of saying, sorry, I'm rambling, you say, thank you for listening. Join us at projectforgive.com, a free non-religious resource on global forgiveness.
Do you want to be a better leader, have better relationships, become more self-aware, be a better communicator? Hi, I'm Sharon Saylor, best-selling author, professional speaker, and executive coach. And my life passion is empowering professionals to be the best that they can be. After years of working with professionals, I've discovered the 7 things nobody is telling you that can cost you your clients, sales, and even your career. And I want to give it to you free. You've heard my show, you know my passion, and maybe we'll be working together sooner rather than later. So go grab this ebook now to find out the 7 things that's costing you big time over at SharonSaylor.com/radio gift.